Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Controversy over ISU's denial of tenure to ID scientists continues to grow. I'm Robert Crowther, reporting from the CSC in Seattle. The controversy swirling around Iowa State University's decision to reject noted astronomer Guillermo Gonzalez's tenure application is growing. U.S. Senator Sam Brownback has just issued a statement defending Gonzalez and expressing alarm over the action by ISU. The statement is available on Brownback's campaign website and concludes with this quote from the senator, quote, "Observation, testing, and the development of reasonable hypotheses have long been integral to good science. Scholars such as Professor Guillermo Gonzalez ought not to be intimidated nor silenced by those in the academic community who would rather dismiss a well-reasoned hypothesis than debate it on its merits. Such an assault on academic freedom does not bode well for the advancement of true science." End quote. Senator Brownback isn't the only politico speaking out in favor of academic freedom and free scientific inquiry. In Iowa, WHO News radio talker Jan Michelson has been following and reporting on Guillermo's tenure controversy, and last week he sprung the issue on one of his guests, none other than former U.S. Speaker of the House and perhaps future presidential wannabe, Newt Gingrich. To be clear, Gingrich is not known for being an intelligent design proponent of any shade. He's not even a critic of Darwin's theory of evolution. What he is, fortunately, is a supporter of academic freedom. Presented with the details of Gonzalez's situation, Gingrich had this to say.
Based on your version, it strikes me as being exactly a wrong decision from the standpoint that nothing you just described affects his ability as an astronomer to teach sound astronomy.
Absolutely.
So it is interesting that the academic elites will defend freedom of speech if it is somebody like that Professor Churchill who was deeply, bitterly anti-American out of Colorado.
Yes.
And they'll defend freedom of speech if it is a Marxist describing things that are clearly patently false. But they won't actually have liberty of thought when it comes to violating one of their precepts. And it just strikes me that it's a little tricky for them to explain how they believe in freedom of speech only if it's their speech.
Nature magazine, the world's premier scientific journal, is reporting today that Gonzalez's earlier career was far from controversial. According to reporter Jeff Bromfield, quote, "He graduated with a PhD from the University of Washington, Seattle in 1993 and did a postdoc at the University of Texas in Austin. He proved himself very quickly," says David Lambert, director of the university's McDonald Observatory. He and Gonzalez co-authored several papers on variable stars, and Lambert says that while there, the young Cuban immigrant was an impressive scientist. "He is one of the best postdocs I have had," Lambert says. End quote. Amazingly, some scientists are quite proud of the dogmatic trampling of academic freedom and are supportive of censoring scientists. Quote, "I would have voted to deny him tenure," says Robert Park, a physicist at the University of Maryland in College Park. "He has established that he does not understand the scientific process." End quote. Gonzalez's 68 published peer review articles would argue otherwise. In another interesting development, the university issued a statement claiming that the tenure standard at ISU is, quote, "so high that many good researchers have failed to satisfy the demands of earning tenure," end quote. We decided to investigate. Statistics obtained this week clearly show that the tenure approval rate at the university has gone from 85% in 2003 to 91% in 2007. That's over 90% of tenure applicants receiving tenure. So, in the very time that Dr. Gonzalez has been at ISU, more and more faculty are obtaining tenure there. But maybe nothing is as strange as finding out that in the same year that ISU is denying tenure to Gonzalez, a noted astronomer, it has promoted to full professor his chief persecutor, none other than Hector Avalos, whose most recent book argues that the Bible is worse than Hitler's Mein Kampf. Avalos, as people will remember, led the crusade against Gonzalez and intelligent design on ISU's campus, and as was noted in Nature magazine today, he was the mastermind of the 2005 petition denouncing intelligent design that ultimately was signed by more than 120 ISU faculty. Apparently, ISU professors, who are horrified by the supposed mixing of metaphysics and scholarship on the part of an ID proponent, have no qualms about supporting Avalos' explicit anti-religious propaganda. Last week it came out that, contrary to the university's claims, that Gonzalez's research on intelligent design did not factor into the decision to deny him tenure, we reported at Evolution News and Views about the discovery of the anti-intelligent design bias amongst the faculty of the Physics and Astronomy Department. Evidence was made public that at least 40% of the active tenured faculty in Dr. Gonzalez's department were tied to those who are crusading against intelligent design. It is becoming more and more clear all the time that Dr. Gonzalez's research and support for the scientific theory of intelligent design did indeed play a role in his denial of tenure. For daily updates on this and other news about the debate over evolution and intelligent design, be sure to visit Evolution News and Views at www.evolutionnews.org. I'm Robert Crowther for IDTF at the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Pinnock. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.